This is Amid Yaimi Gemara Shabbos Daf Yutes Amid Aleph. We pick it up on the very bottom of Yurches Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom. Tanu Rabbanon, continuing Machlekesim between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Tanu Rabbanon Beis Shammai, Aimrim Yishes Beis Shammai, with regarding selling things to a guy, etc. Lo Yimkar Adam Chamitzai Lenachri. Shleishim Yaim Kaidim Pesach, and we have chametz. How beautiful! Lo yibikaradu chametz lenachri. One cannot sell his chametz to a guy, elim kain, unless he knows yedea boy sheichalim kaidim haPesach. Says Beishamai, you sell to the guy, and he has to finish it before Pesach. Different Beishamai. Beisil Aimrim calls man shemotelachle. As long as he's permitted to eat the chametz motelamachrei, you're allowed to sell it, and you do not have to be concerned that the guy has to eat it prior, because it's not in your possession, it's the guy's. Rav Yehuda Omer, as we turn over to Yutesim and Aleph, Kutach Abavli, V'chomine Kutach, and all types of Kutach, which Rashi over here says is a type of dip, is also Limkari, not to sell Shloshim Yoyim Koidem HaPesach, because these are items that take longer to be consumed, says Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, three lines from the top, points out why Mishem Maschilin Lidjosh Vilchas Pesach Chalom Chala Asaris Pesach Alav, which, you know, we said a moment ago that we're Shleishim Yayim Siz Mamish. I mean, this is for Yud Gimel Adar Beis, so we're within a day. Absolutely beautiful to hear the Shleishim Yayim. This is when we start learning Vilchas Pesach, and I guess this is our start. Tana Rabban, and now we continue two lines from the top. Yitasam and Aleph. Nice and mizayin is in the akelev chatzir. One is allowed to put food in front of a dog in his chatzir, a chatzir that you can carry in. You can put food there for your dog. Not like the yatzay. If the dog takes the food and leaves your chatzir, ain't this cocking lie? It's not your problem. Kayyitzay by similarly, nice and mizayin is in the anachri b'chatzir. This is a halacha that we mentioned yesterday, but now we get to see in a little bit more in depth. You're allowed to put food in front of a guy in your chatzir, not of yatzir, in his kakulai. If he takes it out, you don't have to worry about it. Says the Gemara, Hasu Lamali, why do we need the second case? Hainu hach, it's the same as the first. Marotetem would have thought, Rami Alev, Ailu Rami, like Kaman Shalan, they were not even worried about the guy taking out the item. Tanu Rabban, Allah Yasra Adam Kilin Akhri, Be'erv Shabbos. You're not allowed to rent your item to a guy in Erev Shabbos, Revi V'chamishi Motor. But on Wednesday and Thursday, then it's going to be Mutter. It's very similarly. Ein Mishalchan Igrois V'Anachi B'Erev Shabbos. You know, let us in the letter with a guy on Friday. B'Reviv V'Chamishi Mutter. Amru Lava Yerisi Akayin. Amru Lava Yerisi Akhasa. Shalim Se Kasav Yadai B'Anachi Leila. They never would give something to the hands of a guy. Now, the reason over here we start getting involved in a lot of the Mechsis, in a lot of the Maris Ayins, in a lot of the intricate halachas of what a guy could do for you, sending packages, ordering packages on Erev Shabbos, on Friday, during the week, etc. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Mishalchan Igares. You're not allowed to send a letter, B'Anochi B'Erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to send a letter from a guy, not from a guy, one more time. You're not allowed to send a letter with the guy, beyond Nachri, in the hands of the guy, Be'erev Shabbos, Alam Kin Kutz L'Dam, unless you're Kaitetz. Let's you stipulate. Now, here we start understanding that there's something called Kitzitza. There's something called stipulating something for the guy. Now, what is this Kitzitza? Kitzitza simply means that you have a set fee. That you have a set fee. Let's look at Rashi for a moment. Rashi, four lines into the narrow line, says, when he knows he's getting his $100, so why is he working right now? He's working for himself because he's getting his $100, meaning he's not a schir yaim that he's being paid per hour, per minute, per day, because then he's working for me. He's an extension of me. If there's a ktsitsa, if he's getting a set amount, then at some level it's called he's working for himself. But let's continue as we'll see more halachis. Beishami Oimrim, Kedei Sheyegia LeBeisa, he has to reach his own house before Shabbos. Beisil Oimrim, Kedei Sheyegia LeBeisa Samach Lachaim, he has to just reach the house nearest to the wall of the city where you're sending the letter. Says the Gemara, why? Vale katzatz. So we just said if you're katzatz, everything should be mutter. Amar Rav Shisha Zachi Kamar im loy katzatz. Then be shamim shigil abisa abisala imrim shigil abisa samalachim. I vamir reisha in mishalchin. I don't understand. We started off don't send unless there's ksitza. Now we're saying, but even if there is ksitza, I'm sorry. Then we say, if you do ksitza, everything's mutter. Now we're saying, if you didn't do ksitza, then there are some cases that are mutter. But you just said in the Mishnah that with ksitza, it's all mutter. So what's going on over here? So says the Gemara, loy kasha, ha de kviya be dayar be masa, ha de loy kviya be dayar le masa. Is there a be dayar? Whether that means a post office, whether that means a mayor's residence in the city. Now, what does that do for you is a very good question. Simply, what it does for you is that people know where people live, that addresses are usually found, and it'll be able to send people where to go. So therefore, if there's a way that the guy could find out where to go, we assume that he'll make it there before Shabbos. That's the Kviya Beidayar, a very contested point in the world of Halacha. How that translates into our world is also a similar discussion. Tanur Rabbanan, smack in the middle of the Amid at the two dots. Ein mafligin b'svina b'chus b'shashim yon kodim l'Shabbos. One is not letting go on a svina, a boat, less than 3 days before the Shabbos. Bemed varmamurim. And now we go into a new sugya. The sugya of in maflig, and the sugya of when you're allowed to go on a boat. The sugya of, you know, used to be extremely nageya. Then there was a time that not so much. Now the world of cruises once again. So we have to understand the why always. You have to get into the leave, the reason why things are usher. So says the Gemara, you can't get on a boat within 3 days. Bemed varmamurim, when's that referring to? Lidvar harishos. Stop. Avaladvar mitzvah, even within 3 days, it is shaper dummy. You're still allowed to get on that boat even within 3 days. Now, what's going on over here is, as we're going to see, is that there was chilul Shabbos that was going to have to be had if you're on this boat. Says the Gemara, you have to make a stipulation that he should dock when it comes Shabbos. And then, even though they're not going to listen to you, but because you're going for a mitzvah, then you tell them to stop on Shabbos. If they don't listen, it doesn't make a difference. Different Rebbe. You don't need to make a stipulation. You're going to Dvar Mitzvah, it's mutter. Mutter from a short distance, even on Friday, is mutter. So from here we see that there's numerous details converging that if you're for sure going to be off the boat, then it's fine. But there's another issue over here is the seasickness that is had from going in a boat, which we'll see. Tanu Rabbanan, you're not going to lay siege on a Gaisha city within 3 days. But if you begin the siege, then you do not have to stop the siege. That the pasuk says until it is conquered, afilu b'Shabbos. So once it started, then it comes to the level of pikuach nefesh, which is the unique detail that's happening over here. Is that once you're in the matziv, then it's a situation of pikuach nefesh and it's mutter. So from here we see a lot of halachos when you're allowed to go into a situation of pikuach nefesh, if you know that it's going to happen. Continues the Gemara, Amarash Bagno, you know, the two dots, 15 lines on the white lines, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, Noyinoyinu was the practice, etc. Tanya, let's understand what was this minog that Rashbag is pointing out to Amar Rav Sadik. Kachayim minog shel Rabbi Yisrael of Gamliel, Shayin Arzinkli, love on white utensils, the Kaivis, the laundry man, Shoshi Yom Kodim Shabbos, Utsvum and colored garments, Afilu Barev Shabbos. Now, what do we learn? What is this colored Erev Shabbos? Whites during the week. It's harder to wash the whites. They need more time to get the dab done. Abayah was giving a certain colored item to a laundry man. Amar Lehi said to him, how much money do you want? Amar Lehi said to him, I want the same thing as for white clothing. Amar Lehi, Abayah says, and guess what? The Rabbanan already anticipated you. What does that mean? The Rabbanan taught us that whites are harder. So don't tell me you want the same thing for colored. Abaye wouldn't get himself ripped off. Amar Abaye, Haiman Diav, Mana Likatra. You give clothing to the laundry man, Bimishcham Nasivle. Measure it. Ubimishcha Nishka Mine, measure when you get it back. Ditfei. Why? Because if it's larger when you get it back, that means that when they did the laundry, they would stretch it, they would pull it, they would scrub it. So if it's larger when you get it back, that means the laundryman ruined your clothing. And if it's shorter, that means he shrunk your clothing. Some practices about laundry. We'll pick it up from the two dots.